Transfer of real property. Voluntary alienation. The ownership of real estate may be conveyed or transferred from one party to another. Any change in the ownership of real property is known as alienation. Alienation can be either voluntary or involuntary. Voluntary alienation is a transfer of title that is a free act of the grantor. Most conveyances are voluntary, including the sale of homes, commercial properties, and any other real property. In the case of voluntary alienation, a legal document referred to as a conveyance accompanies the transfer. Some examples of conveyances include deeds, patents, and wills. Conveyance by will is considered to be a voluntary transfer because the will represents the wishes of the deceased. The key to determining if a conveyance is voluntary is the absence of force, such as the application of the laws of descent, the order of a court, or the action of a lender initiating a foreclosure proceeding. Involuntary alienation. Involuntary alienation is a transfer of ownership against the will of the owner. In many cases, court action is required to transfer ownership. Examples of involuntary alienation include foreclosure, bankruptcy, condemnation proceedings, adverse possession, intestate succession, and escheat. Foreclosure. Foreclosure is the process by which a lender exercises its power of sale under a mortgage that is in default. The requirements for foreclosure vary by state. Some states require a court order, while others do not. Regardless of the process, foreclosure is considered to be involuntary because it is done against the wishes of the owner, borrower. Under certain circumstances, real property owned by a debtor who has filed bankruptcy is sold to satisfy some or all of the claims of creditors. Eminent domain. As discussed earlier in the text, eminent domain is the right of the government to acquire property to satisfy a public purpose. Public purposes include a wide array of activities, including schools, hospitals, government buildings, military bases, highways, dams, and airports. The process by which the government exercises its right of eminent domain is known as condemnation. The government entity acquiring the property is obligated to pay the property owner just compensation for the property, which is an amount equal to the market value of the property at the time of the taking. The issue of just compensation may be settled in the courts if the property owner and the government cannot reach an agreement. The concept of a public purpose has expanded over time. In the past, the public purpose was specific and easily identified. A community needed a new school or an expanded highway. In more recent years, the right of eminent domain has been upheld for less specific goals. Property may be subject to forced sale under eminent domain if it is in an area that has been designated blighted and is the target of a redevelopment effort. The public purpose in such a case is to restore a neighborhood and enhance the tax base of the community. This condemnation of a relatively large area for redevelopment was upheld by the United States Supreme Court in the landmark case Kelo versus the City of New London, Connecticut. The City of New London had identified an area that was blighted and wanted to redevelop the community to enhance the tax base. The case was somewhat complicated by the fact that the city planned to turn the area over to a private party who would redevelop the property. Suzette Kelo, the lead plaintiff, and others argued first that economic development did not constitute a valid public use and that condemnation and transfer to a private developer was a violation of the constitutions of the United States and the state of Connecticut. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the City of New London, finding that the use of eminent domain for the redevelopment of an area is not in violation of the U.S. Constitution, whether the area is blighted or not. In a reaction to the 2005 ruling, the state of Texas has implemented limitations on the use of eminent domain for the redevelopment of blighted areas. In Texas, it is common for the power of eminent domain to be granted to private parties, including utility companies acquiring property or easements for rights of way. Adverse possession. Adverse possession occurs when an individual acquires title from the rightful owner through hostile, actual, and continuous occupation of the land. For the statutory period, Texas has provisions for 3, 5, 10, and 25-year statutes of limitation, under which an adverse claimant may acquire title against the true owner. The statutory period that is most often applied in successful adverse possession cases is 10 years. A shorter period, 3 or 5 years, may be sufficient if the claimant has some color of title. This would be some indication of a right to be there, such as proof that the claimant has paid the ad valorem taxes, or an old deed, etc. A void deed, or one that is a forgery or obtained through deception or other dishonest means, is not sufficient to provide color of title. Title is usually perfected through a court action referred to as an action to quiet title. The possession must be hostile and continuous. Therefore, any permission to occupy the land or any break in the occupation would automatically and totally invalidate the claim, making it null and void. It is important to remember that adverse possession is not intended to be a means of acquiring property free of charge or against the wishes of the rightful owner. The primary benefit that adverse possession statutes provide is curative. Very old title defects and breaks in the chain of title are commonly ignored under the presumption that adverse possession will cure the defect. The concept of adverse possession reinforces society's desire that property not be abandoned and that it be put to beneficial use in the economy. Adverse possession is a complicated matter that is most often decided in the courts. For example, the misplacement of a fence may or may not suggest that adverse possession is in play. A fence placed a few inches off of a boundary line is an encroachment that may be cured in the future. A fence misplaced several feet off of a boundary line may or may not suggest adverse possession. The use of the property, the timing of the use, and the relationship between the property owners are all factors to be considered in a suit involving adverse possession.